It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Spirits, Bobby's Downtown, Hoodoo Brewery, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Proves.
Hello, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced and broadcast show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host. This show is our local portion of a great food and beverage lineup that plays for you on Saturdays. KFAR gives you wonderful food shows. In this food show, we have great sponsors. We have the Hoodoo Brewery, Quality Sales, Gavora Fine Wines and Liquors, and Bobby's Downtown. On this show, we will explore meals you yourself can make, food venues in Fairbanks, local restaurants to try, and events you can participate in. Also, beverages you can create. The first thing I would like to get to is an event next Saturday, September 11th, at the Two Rivers Lodge. Myself, as a host in the Alaska Barbecue Association, will be hosting a celebratory event, free for all whom visit. Barbecue teams from around the state will be preparing brisket, pulled pork, ribs, gourmet burgers to everyone's delight. There will be tents, seating, beverages for all people of the wonderful community of Two Rivers to enjoy, or you, if you want to come out and enjoy it, next Saturday, September 11th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Two Rivers Lodge. The Two Rivers Lodge will be rebuilding, and I thought this is a great way for the community of Two Rivers and Fairbanks to come together, heal, and get past what they had been through for the last 2-3 months. It's going to be a wonderful event, and I'm so proud that I'm a part of it, and I'm a proud Fairbanksan, as most of you know. Now, we're coming into fall, which means some food venues will be closing down, but also, just as important, one of these days you have to put your motorcycle away, and we go into winter. So here's something for you to think of. If you have a motorcycle or not, here's something for you to do. When is the last time you're at the Mondrosa Lodge? It's a great place. It's 46 miles from Fairbanks. Easy motorcycle ride. You can ride out there for lunch or dinner and enjoy yourself. Now, I had some business out in the Nenana area, and I thought, I have not been to the Mondrosa Lodge in a few years. The Mondo Burger. Many people claim that's the best burger. Well, when in Rome, be a Roman. So when near Nenana, I wouldn't have the Mondo Burger. I wouldn't have the classic Mondo Burger, which starts at a half pound. And they have different choices of cheese, American, Swiss, pepper jack. And it comes with, and I got it with French fries, or you can get it with a garden salad. It is big, it is beautiful, it is wonderful. But also, I was so impressed with the service. They're happy to be open. They're so enjoying themselves. They're back. And they're saying that this summer, they've had more visitation than they have since they redid the road. So they're back. They've got great food. You know, for lunch, you can also get a corn dog basket if your kids want that. They got a great teriyaki plate, a good shrimp basket, and they have a wonderful a halibut plate that is what I call dressed to kill. Now, for dinners, they got the shrimp dinner, the alehouse halibut, the teriyaki chicken, and, of course, the New York steak. For their burgers, they have the classic Mondo, which I had, the jalapeno jack burger, and the Monstrosity Mondo, which is a huge one-pound burger. Oh, my goodness. Now, they also have beverages. You can also get things like Pepsi, Diet Coke, all that fun stuff. They have a full bar, full beverages. But also, at the same time, they have house specialties that they serve with the food. They have the One Hot Mama Sandwich, which is a grilled chicken breast on a hoagie. They have fish and chips, which is beer battered cod with garlic bread. The steak sandwich, charbroiled sirloin atop a roasted hoagie bun. The chicken sandwich, the fish sandwich, They also have the Burrito Supreme, which is a Mondo size with beef, filled with beef, beans, cheese, topped with lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and the Nacho Supreme. Classic nachos. Now, everyone knows what the term Mondo means because of the Mondo Burger and the Mondorosa Lodge. So, if you got time, drive out there. If you're on your motorcycle, it's a great 40 to 55 minute ride out there, nice and paved. You can then head down to Nenana, do a few things there, or you come back. It's a good afternoon ride there and back. We're having a great fall. It's sunshiny out. Go do it. Now, another restaurant that I went to, just on a spur of the moment, driving by, is C&J's Drive-In. And they underwent some renovations there, some upgrades, and they're open again. They were established in 1972. And the first time I ever went there was 1974 with my oldest brother, Dana. He was driving a Peterbilt pickup, and it's a drive-in back then. And I was about 14 years old, and I was in this big Peterbilt. We parked in the front, and one of our neighbors came as the car hop and took order, and I've never forgotten that, my first time at C&J's Drive-In. So I was driving by it, and I thought, man, when was the last time I was in C&J's Drive-In? So I went in there, and Fairbanks, I love a mushroom Swiss burger. I love it. If you have a favorite burger, that's my favorite. I ordered their mushroom Swiss burger, and it's a quarter pound of beef smothered with mushroom Swiss cheese and sauteed onions for $6.75. With that, I ordered a side of fries, good, nice portion of French fries, the crinkle type, cooked to perfection. And I got the ice cold frozen mug of Coca-Cola, the classic drive-in style lunch. Now, these are good prices. Now, also, you want a really good sandwich? Oh, man. They have great sandwiches there. They have the Alaska cheesesteak, the Alaska bacon cheesesteak. They have the Alaska Italian cheesesteak, the mushroom cheesesteak. All sorts of good things out there. They have the barbecue beef sandwich, the French dip sandwich. Just fantastic sandwiches. Something you should try. Something you should try. Now also, what else do they have? Milkshakes and malts. I love the chocolate malt. Sorry, I'm, sort of fuddy-duddy, but I love that chocolate malt, that malted ice cream and milk in there. Comes in the frozen mixer with the glass and the straw, and they serve that to you. You get that there. They have other really good burgers there. They have the Alaska Supreme Burger, which is a triple patty. It's their most popular. They have the C&J Double Burger. They have the Alaska Burger, the Large Burger. They have something for everyone. They have more sandwiches. They have the Clubhouse, which is a big clubhouse, and get that with the French fries. They have the grilled chicken sandwich, the chicken fried steak sandwich. They got hoagies. They got south of the border, the burrito, the taco salad, seafood with the fish and chips, the halibut and chips, the shrimp basket. But with all this, what got me was the cleanliness of their service, the promptness of their service, and how nice they were. How enjoyable they were. And when you're going out and you're investing in a lunch or a dinner, you're investing in someone's restaurant, you want to be treated right. And both C&J Drive-Ins and the Mondrosa Bar and Grill, they both treated me very well. Very well indeed. And I was so appreciative of it. Now we're going to talk about a meal that you can make for yourself and your friends. Something I did. I enjoy going to stores, not knowing what I'm going to prepare, but finding something that all of a sudden I want to prepare. I went to Tommy G's, bought some stuff, but then I went to Fred Meyer, and I found 1 1/4 inch thick pork chops without the bones, a package of 6 of them. So I bought a package of six for about $24 or $4 each. And I thought, okay, how am I going to cook these? I'm not going to grill them. That's going to dry them out. I'm going to bake these. So if I'm going to bake these wonderfully thick pork chops, I'm going to stuff them. So my stuffing consisted of cooked diced shallots, diced mushrooms, diced apple, spinach. I sauteed that all up. The spinach cooks down. And then I added, once it cooled, I added mozzarella cheese to it. I took a nice paring knife, so to speak, put a slit in the middle of the pork chop, maneuvered the knife so it was opening it up towards the back of the pork chop, and I stuffed these six pork chops with this very good stuffing. The way you know it's a good stuffing is when you get the apples soft from the sauteing. It was just right. So I stuffed it, put them just a light sprinkling of salt and pepper on the outside. I was doing flavors inside, and I was going to make a sauce. So I did not need to put very much spice on this at all. Just something to enhance the flavor. I put it in the oven. I cooked it at 400 degrees for 40 minutes. They came out perfect. They were beautiful. Served them at about 138 to 140 degrees. Sometimes you're lucky, sometimes you're good. I knew what I wanted to do, but pulling them out without any temperature gauge in there, I was very fortunate. I was lucky. But while they're cooking, I'm thinking to myself, I should serve these with a sauce. So I'm doing this over at a friend's house, and they have a bar there with some cognac. So I said, okay, I'm going to use that. They had some cream sauce. Okay, I'm going to use that. And they had some chicken stock. Okay, in a can of this chicken stock. So I took, the first thing I did is I heated up a saute pan, and I took a cup of the cognac and I put it in there. When it got hot, I lighted it and I burned off the alcohol. You know, that the alcohol in there is going to have a tart flavor. So you're going to want to try and burn that off. Then I added the cream and the chicken stock, and over a medium-high heat, over the last 15, 20 minutes of the cooking of the pork chops, I slowly rendered it down to about 50 to 60% of the original content. So it's nice, thick, and creamy. Let it rest. I pulled out the pork chops, perfectly done. Let it rest for 5 minutes. Then on each plate, I'd put on a nice serving of the pork chop, covered, smothered, or covered, however you want to look at it, a good helping of the sauce that I made. And the people I served this to, they were this stunned that I could go into someone's house with just the pork chops and a couple things and make all this. And they were the ones that said, David, you have to put this on Fairbanks Foodies. So Fairbanks, here it is. I give this to you. It's the gift from all the people that night who ate that. They so enjoyed it. And with that, we're going to take a commercial break and hear from our wonderful sponsors.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember with help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris' selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavoris has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavoris Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Things are coming back around, and it's time to celebrate. So do it with friends at Bobby's Downtown, with an amazing selection of Greek and Mediterranean cuisine, along with loads of your American favorites, plus one of the finest bars in all of Fairbanks. Bobby's Downtown, where everyone is family. Don't forget their amazing lunches during the work week, and check out their fantastic daily specials and amazing drinks. It's all at Bobby's Downtown, one of the best things about downtown Fairbanks. On 2nd Avenue, that's Bobby's Downtown. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Pruse here, and we have wonderful sponsors. The Hoodoo Brewery, what they've done out there with that facility over the years, how they've improved it for Fairbanksans to go and enjoy it, and they got great craft beer. This is incredible. The Fairbanks Quality Sales. They deliver to Fairbanks. That is a business that has been in, it's been operating since the 60s in Fairbanks. Bobby's Downtown. The quality that they put in to that establishment in both the food, the service, and that facility is wonderful. Then you have the Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquors. That family has been giving us wonderful food and beverages for 60 years. So please, when you're out and about shopping, go enjoy one of those. They're all very good. They're all very local, and you're going to enjoy it. Now, I'm Italian, as most of you know. My mom, her parents, my grandparents on her side, they immigrated from Orsonge, Italy in the early 1900s. My grandfather became a U.S. citizen by serving for the U.S. Armed Forces Allied Expeditionary Force in World War I. So I've always enjoyed Italian food. But my mom always cooked red sauce. Red sauce. And so after college, you start branching out with your palate. And you start have you can afford going into a restaurant. And I discovered Fettuccine Alfredo. Now, I'm going to read you a little bit of a history that came in the Savoir magazine I got about 15, 20 years ago, and I kept it. And the name of the article was The Real Alfredo, an iconic pasta dish returns to its roots. And here it goes. I've always been a fan of Fettuccine Alfredo, but I recently tried that classic Italian dish at a New York restaurant named, appropriately enough, Alfredo's. That caused me to see this old standby in a whole new light. Though rich with butter and melted Parmigiano Reggiano, it was far lighter than any integration I've had before, more silky and refined. The ribbon-like egg noodles retain their bite, and their earthy taste just wasn't drowned by the sauce. I was astonished by the clarity and the complexity of the flavors, the sweetness of the butter, the nutty boost of the cheese. I took it for granted that cream was in there somewhere. Alfredo always had cream. And besides, how else could the cook have achieved such a luscious sauce? But when I talked to him, he told me that the pasta had been tossed with nothing more than butter and cheese. Suffice it to say that it wasn't a dish I'd grown up with. As a teenager, I used to make Fettuccine Alfredo while working as a cook in the Olive Garden restaurant. A pan of the white cream sauce so thick I could stand a spoon in it, sat near my station, ready to be ladled over plates of boiled noodles. When no one was looking, I dipped breadsticks into the sauce as a snack. Looking to recreate the home dish, I found a recipe in my mother's Betty Crocker cookbook, but the sauce it produced was disheartening and bland. After that, I ordered the dish from time to time in Italian restaurants. When I wanted something nutty, creamy, and satisfying following the discovery of my creamless Alfredo, however, my curiosity was piqued. which was the real Alfredo. Cream, it turns out, is not a component of the original dish. The recipe was invented by another Alfredo, a humble Roman restaurant opened by name Alfredo di Leglio, just at the turn of the 20th century, on the Via del Scofa near the Tiber River. As the story goes, after DeLillo's wife gave birth to their son, she lost her appetite. DeLillo, determined to get her to eat, transformed his fettuccine al burro, a homely preparation of pasta tossed with butter and Parmesan, by increasing significantly the amount of butter he used. As a result, a more lavish dish, which neither his wife nor his customers could resist. In the restaurant's heyday, the dish was prepared tableside, which has much more theatrical flourish to the accompaniment of a tenor and a violinist. The tangle of a steaming fettuccine fresh from the pot was placed on a warm platter dotted with pats of sweet butter. As the heat from the noodles and the platter melted the butter, a smiling mustachio DeLillo, clad in a white coat, gracefully lifted and twirled his fettuccine with gold fork and spoon, pausing to mix copious amounts of finely grated Parmesan. No wonder the chef earned the nickname El Maestro, which means the master. Anyway, both the dish and the creator quickly became famous in Rome, but they remained virtually unknown outside Italy until 1927, when George Rector, an American restaurant owner, writer, and bon vivant, sang their praises in his Saturday Evening Post column, which contained the account of the meal at DeLillo's restaurant. Alfredo doesn't make fettuccine, Rector wrote. He doesn't cook fettuccine, he achieves it. That same year, the Hollywood couple, Douglas Fairbanks Sr. and Mary Pickford, honeymooned in Rome, and they were seen frequently at his restaurant. Back home, the stars wowed guests at the dish at Pickford at their Beverly Hills mansion, while Rickford continued to write about DeLillo and to publish his recipe and cookbook articles. So that is how the original fettuccine Alfredo. So now you know how to do it. So what you do is you get a pound of your egg noodle, and you're going to boil it for about 7 to 8 minutes and get it al dente. Then take it and drain it, and then you're going to put it on a heated platter. The secret to good fettuccine is the heated bowl or the platter, because once it starts cooling, it starts coagulating together. So you want to have that. So you want to have that heated plate, the butter, cubes, chopped up, place the fettuccine Alfredo on top of it, and as you start mixing it in, then add 1/4 cup of the water that you cooked the Alfredo noodles in as reserved, and then once that is mixed in and it starts coming to a consistency, then you take 3-3.5 cups, a lot, of freshly grated Parmesan or Parmesan Reggiano, and add it to it. Then, when you serve it, you're serving it in heated bowls. Take your oven, turn it to 200 degrees, put bowls in there for about 10-15 minutes. When you pull them out, they're going to be warm, so be careful. Put your wonderful, original fettuccine Alfredo in that bowl, and that makes it still creamy after 5 minutes versus in a cold bowl, it's going to congeal, and within a minute it will congeal. So that is your secret today on how to serve the original fettuccine Alfredo or any fettuccine Alfredo. But also, I'm going to give you the Americanized version of a fettuccine Alfredo, and sometimes I like to cook quickly. And so what I did was I went again to Fred Meyer's and I bought a box of the Buitoni fettuccine Alfredo. It's pre-cooked, it's moistened, and so all you have to do is put it in your Alfredo sauce for about a minute and a half, and it absorbs your stock. So what I did is I got 1.5 cups of half and half. I got a cup of heavy cream and a cup of white wine, and I blended it all over medium high heat, and I put my fettuccine in there, and then I put in my grated Parmesan cheese. But also, let's go back a moment. I forgot to do something. I added a quarter teaspoon into the sauce of nutmeg. It calls for freshly grated nutmeg, but boy, try finding that in Fairbanks. Anyway, so I did that. And I said to myself, hold it. This is great, but I'm going to have it with shrimp. So I got 2 pounds, because I was cooking it for about 8 people. I got 2 pounds of fresh white shrimp, 13 to 15 count, which is 13 to 15 shrimp to the pound. So they're big. And I said, how do I want to take this fettuccine? Many ways I can do it. I'm going to do it with Creole seasoning. And I'll give you the Creole seasoning here in a bit. But I made up my Creole seasoning. And then from there, I put flour around it. So the flour was keeping that Creole seasoning in. And as I cooked as I sauteed the shrimp and butter, that robust flavor stayed in there and came out. So now, at this point, how do you make your Cajun seasoning? I'm sorry, Creole seasoning, not Cajun. Now, I like to make my own Creole seasoning. Creole seasoning is made up of equal parts paprika, dried oregano, ground black pepper, dried basil, kosher salt, cayenne pepper, granulated onion, and dried thyme. Also, you got to have your granulated garlic in there. Stir it all together, and if you put it in an airtight container, this will last you for a number of weeks. I always like to make it myself because it's fresh, and I know what it is. Anyway, so once you cook your fettuccine, you're going to make a decision. Do I just want to have the flavor of the Creole sauce in the shrimp, or do I also want to put it in the fettuccine itself? That's your decision. I took 2 tablespoons of the Creole seasoning because I was serving 8 people, and I had 3 of these packets of the fettuccine, and it worked perfectly. It was a wonderful meal. I placed the wonderful shrimp cooked to perfection in butter on top of each bowl that was heated, and everyone loved it, including myself. So, hey, you can do this. You can do these things. Food is fun. These are all wonderful. Don't be bashful. Go out this weekend. Enjoy yourself. It's Fairbanks. We're coming out to the end of the summer. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hopefully I'll see you next Saturday on September 11th out at Two Rivers for the event. You have a great Saturday, and I'll talk with you next week.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Spirits, Bobby's Downtown, Hoodoo Brewery, and Quality Food Sales.